League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So it's a great song, this. It's about someone he met in Yonaguni, a Japanese island. Lyrics is, tell me where you are, that I take a flight for you. And I too often think of someone from Japan, that I too would take a flight for straight away. So I was on the Trans-Siberian Express from Siberia to Beijing, and it's a three-day train journey. You know, number one rule of being on a train, you never go for a poo on a train. That just doesn't happen. Train toilets, you see, you hear, and you smell the very worst of humanity. And the body is remarkable. Going for a poo is totally mind over matter. It's mind over fecal matter. And I can prove this, because I have it so entrenched in my head that you don't go for a poo on a train. I was on this train for 3 days, and I did not go for a poo. 3 days. I was eating well. When we got into the Chinese part of the train, they lift the train off the tracks to change the wheels, the gauge of the wheels. That's probably the wrong word. I'm thinking back to the train sets my friend Malcolm had as a kid. He had this massive train set in his loft, ultra realistic. You know, it was all the trains, people on the trains, you know, not going for a poo, very realistic. No one goes for a poo on a train. If you do, you're a psychopath. Anyway, I was eating well. He goes into Beijing and you get a Chinese. It's first Russian food, and then when the train wheels changed in China, they also changed the buffet car. So now they were serving Chinese food. Now it loads, but still mind over fecal matter. I did not need the toilet. Totally mind over matter. And I can prove this. When I got off the train briefly in Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia for 30 minutes, I thought, well, I need the toilet now. If I can find a toilet, I definitely need the toilet. But I only had 30 minutes, and if I missed the train, I was literally dead in this fucking desert. And while I'd rather die than go to the toilet on a train, I thought better of it. Got back on the train, and the moment I stepped back on the train, my ass clenched, and it went away. Mind over matter. 3 days on this train didn't even cross my mind. So I arrive in Beijing, and I'm staying in a hotel in Beijing. I've got the name of the hotel, obviously. But there's no signs in English, obviously. What was I thinking? There's not many signs in Chinese at Heathrow. I thought, fuck. So I go where the taxi rank is. And I think, these are the taxis, I think. I don't know. And then this absolute angel came over to me and said, hi, are you English, American? I said, yeah, English. She said, I thought so. I can recognize the English. And she introduced herself. She was this beautiful lady. Beautiful. Yui from Japan, and she said, I drive a taxi. I was just in the bathroom, I'll drive you. And I thought, great. And as I started following her, to the back of this taxi rank. Because she just said bathroom, instinct kicked in. It was a trigger word. I was off the train, and I was suddenly more desperate than I've ever been for the toilet. But I thought, this is my one really good chance with Yui to get to my hotel. And I remembered booking this hotel as somewhere really close to the station. So I got in the car and Yui was looking back at me in the rearview mirror, talking to me. And, well, as I say, she was just the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I could only see her eyes in this mirror, but they were completely enchanting. It was a strange feeling of falling in love and desperately needing a poo. As you can imagine, completely conflicting emotions. Part of me, my upper half, including my head and my heart, wanted to stay in this taxi forever. And the lower part of me, the part of me including my duodenum and arsehole, desperately wanted her to get to the fucking hotel so I could have the shit of my life backed up for over 3 days. And the journey went on, and it went on even more. And I'm sure I booked a hotel near the station, but maybe I've got that wrong. You know, this was before sat-navs on phones. You know, I was working off a map, you know, that I kind of half remembered. I'd just written the hotel name down, and you knew this hotel. You know, I trusted her. And in some ways, I loved her. You can fall in love this quickly. She was looking into my eyes through the mirror so intensely. I was lost in her eyes. She was such a beautiful person inside and out. It was crazy, but 20 minutes into this, what I thought would be like a 5-minute journey, I wanted to say, I love you. I love Yui. But I was also very, very desperate for a poo. And I was starting to sweat a bit. And I said, how long is it going to be, Yui? And she said, soon, real soon. And the meter was going up and up. And I thought, this is weird now. Am I hallucinating? This taxi fare is like £30 when I expected it to be like £4 or £5. Yui is being over nice to me. She's flirting with me heavily. What's going on? Oh, fuck me, I need a poo. Fuck, I need a poo. But if you're falling in love with someone, the last thing they want to hear is, I need a poo. And this could wreck a possible love. But I had to say something. I said, Yui, I thought this hotel was closer than this. I hope it is. I need the bathroom. And I do need a room with a bath in it. Yui, I've got 3 days of Russian and Chinese food ready to explode out of me. A toilet is not going to be good enough for the fucking... Please, God, stop the car. I was now pleading with my eyes, and she finally answered my prayers and said, here we are. And it was now like £35. And I thought, anything for you, Yui. And there was an awkward moment where I was trying to ask for a card so I could get a number, but she didn't have a card and I really needed a poo. And it's that moment, isn't it, when you fall in love and you know you'll never see this person again. You need a poo, you know, that moment. A love lost, a poo found. So I got into the hotel as quickly as possible, sat down on the toilet. And an explosion of love and regret and poo came out of me. It was beautiful and sad and horrific, all in one delightful eruption. Finally got up to wash my hands. in the fucking shower. I looked out of the window and I thought, what's that? What the hell is that? It's the fucking train station. The hotel is literally over the road from the station. Fuck. Fuck Yui. The fucking con artist. Obviously. Obviously, I look back being picked up at the station, being so nice to me. Fuck. Fuck. And for the days while I was in Beijing, I thought, do I go back and see Yui? Do I go back? But I never did. And it's my one regret. It's my one regret. But you know what? She's the one. She's the one. She's the one I would get on a plane for. To Beijing or wherever the fuck she is. I'd fly to her. And I'd say to her, hi, Yui. Remember me? Can you take me back to that hotel? But be quick, love. I really need the bathroom. And this time, I have a sneaky feeling. I don't think I'm gonna last the distance. Lots of love to you all. I hope I've filled your day with beautiful images. Lots of love.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.